Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
That is your challenge, Chicago. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker. That's little Tommy laughing from a few episodes of Animal Stories, and Tommy Edwards is on the phone with us right now. Hi, Tommy. How are you?
Hey, John. I'm doing well.
Thanks. Good. So glad you came on tonight. Just called you at the last minute yesterday just to reset the stage a bit. Larry Lee Jack, absolutely one of the greatest people and air personalities and in the history of anything. And you really worked with him on Animal Stories, and I was lucky to work with both you guys over at WLS back in the day. And you reminded me yesterday on Facebook that yesterday would have been Larry's birthday.
81st birthday, yeah.
Wow. And you posted a great old, although it sounded brand new, boy, I'll tell you, Animal Stories episode. Uh-huh. And I'm listening to this and I'm going, hey, what if we get Tommy on and we'll talk about Larry and Animal Stories, and then we'll, I got an ear for, this laugh that you have in these Animal Stories as little snot-nosed Tommy is one of the great things about the bit. So I've got, you were a program director. Here's my programming dilemma that I decided on. Okay, I've got the Animal Stories news team open, the whole bit.
Oh, that's what we call the howls and growl. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And that is also, so I have that. I have that also on the story that you posted, right?
Okay.
So I'm like saying, well, I don't want to play that twice. I want that to go into the story. So what I'll start is that what we're going to do at the end, and that is the laughing. So if you're listening now, you've heard the, you're going to hear it again. So, we'll talk. Now I'm totally lost. So, I'm sure you've said this a million times, and I think I know pretty much the story, but what was it that brought about this iconic bit, Animal Stories? Where did it come from?
Yeah, remember back in the old days that Larry had to do like 60 seconds of agricultural news, part of the FCC license. Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so he would look for barn animal stories and crazy things about farm animals and stuff like that. And from that, there was one day that I walked into the studio because I followed him on the air. And he said, look, I found a couple of funny stories about animals. Why don't I tell you, read them to you, and I'll be like your charming and delightful old Uncle Lair, and you be something like Little Tommy or something like that. And I said, yeah, call me Little Snotnose Tommy. He goes, oh, yeah, okay, fine.
So the, just
and
off the top of
your... like 30 seconds off, before we went on the air for the first time.
So just off the top of your head, both of these characters were born. I'm going to be old, delightful, charming Uncle Lair. Oh, okay, I'll be Little Snotnose Tommy. That was it?
Yeah, just like that.
Just like that. You know, it doesn't surprise me. Because, you know, sometimes too much planning... ruins something. I'm not saying that every time you get a spontaneous idea, it's a home run, but there's a couple of examples that come to my mind, and this is one of them. So he found these stories, these animal stories, but then it got to a point where, was it originally on just to replace this farm report?
No, it was like a bit. I mean, it was like, you know, when we all worked together over there at that station, we all came up with bits, what we call bits.
Right.
And you were, I mean, you were the king of the bits. I mean,
nah.
Bits tonight. No, I'm true. Come on. See, Larry didn't really do bits. He conversed with the news guy people. He made fun of Jeff Hendrick's bloody nose, you know.
Right.
He he would, you know, get on Grobstein every chance he got, you know.
Well, that was easy. That was easy to do.
Yeah. And then, but see, what would happen before that is he'd do those True Value Hardware Store commercials.
Oh, my God.
And they were all live. And
yes,
so I would be sitting next to him doing my show prep for my show.
Yeah.
And he would say something and look over at me. And so I'd just turn on the mic and say something stupid. And then I would, you know, get him laughing. When he got laughing, I couldn't help it. I just died. And it was like that laughter of mine was one daughters just were so embarrassed about. I mean, whenever they hear me laugh like that, oh, my God, don't laugh like that.
There you have all the vital ingredients of one of those spectacular radio things ever invented. As a matter of fact, in my opinion, it saved WLS. You know my theory on You know my theory on that?
What?
It was at a time when the FM stations were making their move, and everywhere I went, all I heard was, AM sucks! AM sucks! AM sucks! Hey, how about that Animal Stories, though? Can we talk about that? It was like the only positive thing anybody ever said to me about the radio station was Animal Stories. And I think I can remember having a meeting where I might have expressed that opinion in a very subtle manner.
I miss those meetings. I really do miss those meetings.
And I think we came out of it with the Animal Stories mobile unit.
Exactly. Yeah.
And,
I remember that.
Yeah, and people loved it. And yeah. It saved the station as far as I was concerned. Okay, so here's the laugh. Wow, that is just really something. Oh, by the way, I understand that your daughters are very embarrassed by this.
Oh, my gosh. Whenever I start laughing like that, it's like, oh, Dad, please, you know, come on.
My kids are the same way. Absolutely the same way. 312-981-7200. If you care to be a contestant, can you laugh like little snot-nosed Tommy? And we will put you on the air and hear your effort, and then we will arrive at a decision. And as soon as I get a note from a heads up from my producer, Tom Hush, that there are contestants on the line, we've got Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. A quick question. Where did the stories come from? Did listeners submit them as this thing got going through the years?
Some of them, yeah. Some of them, but some of them we would send, we would see the news wires, and people would cut clippings out of newspapers and stuff like that.
Yeah, because it was pre-internet, so it was hard to find that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, are you ready to see if you can do a laugh like little Tommy?
I will give it the old college try.
All right, here we go.
All right.
All right, thank you. Stay on the line there.
Can I hear from Tommy, a number 23 from North Carolina?
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, oh, those were great days, man. Doing the Bulls announcing during the heyday?
Oh, man.
How did you get that job?
Actually, I got off the air one day, and here's a name you'll remember, John. His name was Joe Parrish. He was the general sales manager.
Absolutely.
Anyway, he called me into the office, and he said, you'd like to go to Bulls games? And I said, yeah, whenever I can get tickets. And he said, well, they're looking for a public address announcer. They're right across the street. Why don't you go over and talk to them? I told him I'd send you over. And I did, and I got the job, and they paid me $25 a game and gave me dinner and a free parking space.
And you got to see some of the greatest basketball in the history of basketball.
Oh, especially when number 23 came out of North Carolina.
Oh, my God.
It was like, oh, yeah. Wow. That was just incredible.
Well, and yeah, what can you say? Mm-hmm. Tommy, well, you still have a book for sale?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Tommy Edwards Bio, TommyEdwardsBio.com, where I talk about the Bulls, talk about Larry, talk about Animal Stories. And I also talk about another side of Lou Jack that nobody really knew about. I mean, they know about it now after they read it, but what kind of a guy he was out of the radio station,
right,
away from people, just it was just him and me, and little conversations we would have, and I learned a lot about him. So
What was that? Where to order it again?
TommyEdwardsBio.com.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. Say hello to Mary Lou. Talk to you
soon.
Thank you.
I will.
All right. Tommy Edwards, how about that?